Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Okay, would you state your name and ABC number for the record? Mr. Freeman, you appear in the Arizona Board of Executive Commission for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation only warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on June 13th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you want to represent yourself, sir? Okay, I said that you have the right to have an attorney to represent you, but we don't see one in the room. May I assume that you want to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and could you pull the phone down just a little bit, because when you breathe in, we can down to hear you as well. So just pull it down a little bit on your mouth, okay? Okay, sir. Yes, sir, that's much better. Okay, as you can see, there are four board members participating in the hearing this afternoon, and I would like to introduce them to you. They are, to my right, which will be to your left, is the Honorable Ms. Neil Rittenhouse. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of Mr. Neal is the Honorable Mr. Louis Gowanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady, the gentleman that you should be able to see now, he's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Freeman and Mr. Grady, but both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God, or do you swear from? Mr. Freeman?
Yes.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Freeman, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads, and you have a DR number, what is it, do we have,
This is Michael Freeman.
Okay,
have the packet stapled on the end.
Okay, so we...
It's this one.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so very much.
Okay, so I'm going to have to read you. So forget the allegation that I read, because now you have two allegations on your warrant. And I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. Or, on the other hand, as you can say that you plead the fifth. And the reason I give you the option to plead the fifth is that you have a DR number, the department number, which means that there might be, we don't know for sure, there might be some pending charges. And if there are, this hearing is being recorded, and if it goes to court, then you can, your prosecutor or your attorney can request a copy of this tape. So once I read each of them, please tell me whether they're true, false, or that you plead the fifth. Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the fourth one is that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision as demonstrated by your change in your place of residence at Leeway, located at 1302 West Buckley Lane in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Sir, is that true or false? Thank you, sir. And second one is that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about May 21, 2018, per Leeway Incident Report dated May 21st, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir? Okay, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Freeman. I'm going to move to find that he violates the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Hold on one moment. Let me do some paperwork here. The motion was by myself. And who seconded it?
I did.
Okay, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, we're going to begin the first, in the second phase of your hearing, which will be phase one of your hearing, phase two. And we begin phase two by receiving some information about you coming from the Department of Correction. Once we receive that information, then we're going to come back with you, we're going to talk with you, and then the board will make a determination whether to continue your supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. So at this time, we're going to get some background information that's going to be presented to us by Mr. Grady, and then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So just hold on while we wait for Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Freeman was released from DLC on March 1st of 2018. He was arrested on May 23rd of 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to DLC on May 23rd of 2018. He has a CSED October 30th of 2018. They reflect zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2016, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. His one term with DLC, his CBIR scores are 2-1, mental health scores are 1, self-abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2000, burglary, California, juvenile detention. 2001, burglary, California, juvenile detention. 2003, burglary, California, county jail. 2003, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. He has a community risk score and a G1B1.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Grady. So now we're back to you, Mr. Freeman. We're going to talk to you for a few moments based on the information that we have, and once we do that, then the board will make its determination. And what we show is that when you release, you want to stay at Woodway in Phoenix. How long did you remain at Woodway, or did you remain there all while you were out, sir?
Yeah, I was there all the time I was out. Okay. Up until I was arrested. Well, actually, up until the 21st.
Okay.
Of May.
Okay, and it seems that you were discharged from Greenway due to being involved in a hit and run accident at Greenway. What was that about, sir?
Well, I didn't get running, but I did have a little accident with one of the staff members' vehicles. I went and I knocked on his door and I told him about it. And they asked me to go on the way, and I knew I had been drinking a little bit, so I didn't do it, because I didn't want to get out, because I didn't want to violate, so I left.
So you didn't want to violate, so you said you had been drinking a little bit. What had you been drinking a little bit, sir?
I had some brandy. I got a couple of shots of Angel.
Oh, okay. Now, I understand that can be pretty strong, but I guess if you wanted to, you had it. So after that, you had anything to drink before then? I mean, we can't retry you, nothing of that nature. Therefore, you can always feel free to tell us the truth, but that you had anything to drink before you had that particular time drinking, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So has that been a problem that you had over the years, or is this something new with your drinking alcohol, sir?
Not really, but I do like to relax and have a drink.
So have you had anything over the years, sir, any programming, any counseling, or any NA or AA programming to assist you in
trying to... I was in Salvation Army before I went to prison. I had lost my home, so I went there and I lived there and completed their six-month substance abuse program.
But it didn't quite do what it was supposed to do. I guess it helped you, assist you in improving, but it didn't quite get you over the hump, so to speak. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
So if if, or well, not if, but when you're released, whether you're released now or you're released a little later in the year, what are your plans so that you can get rid of it, so that you can get this off of your back, so that you can get this alcohol off of your back and you can be a productive citizen? So what are your plans, Dr. Sharp?
Basically, just get in the program. Just do the simple things. They say stay with it, it works. Just keep going. So that would more or less be my plan. Just start there, start working the steps and see where it gets me. I had tried to go when I was out this time. And to be honest, I went to celebrate recovery and it was kind of boring. So I was threw off by it. So just trying to find a good home group, somewhere where I fit, somewhere where I could relate to people. That way I think it'd be more beneficial to me. Find a sponsor, not necessarily someone that looks like me, but someone that could understand me and would keep it real with me and won't, you know, bullshit me or take mine, keep it straight with me. So that's all that I know to do. My father, he's in the program also, but he works for the Veterans Administration. He lives in Lancaster, so that's also someone that I could, you know, try and drain off of.
Well, I would encourage you to do everything you can, because I believe just talking with you for this short period of time that you can do it and that you will do it, but you're going to have to make up your mind yourself, and once you make up your mind, you will do it, because we just don't want to see you in orange again, regardless of what goes on. You should not be in orange. You are too important to yourself and to your family and to your father and everybody else to be walking around in orange. And we know, I know that there's a better day ahead for you, and that you won't be walking around in orange too long. Now, while you were released, did you have any employment, sir?
Yes, sir. I got released on the 1st of March. My first day of employment was the 8th of March at Scotts, Arizona, Electric Motor and Pump Repair as a machinist.
Well, that's a great position that you had, and I want to congratulate you on getting employment your first day that you were out, and having this skill that you can use. So how did you pick up this skill? How did you learn to be a machinist, sir?
Well, actually, I went to
Maricopa
Skill Center. I wanted to go to school to be a builder, but they told me it was a 6-month waiting list. So they said I could try precision machining, CNC machining. So I went to school for that back in 2012. I graduated in 2013, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. I'm just going to ask one other question, and I've been other board members, because we kind of skipped over it, and you kind of skipped over it too. Now what exactly happened with this accident that you had? We'll call it an accident instead of hit and run. You hit somebody with a vehicle, or somebody hit you with a vehicle? What happened there, sir?
No, actually, I got back to the halfway house, and as I was backing in, I rubbed up against one of the staff members' cars. And so I pulled forward and I went in part. I went and I assisted him to my vehicle and his also. And I seen this rat, so I went to his door. I knocked on the door, asked him, I speak with him. They said he was asleep. I said, he's serious and it's important. I need to talk to him. So he came out and I told him, hey, DJ, I kissed your car. He didn't believe me, but he knew I'm the type of person I'm pretty serious. So I told him, hey, man, yeah, when he kissed your car, come on, let's go check it out. So we go and we look. He kind of laid still. He was just like, I know what happened. I was like, man, I was trying to back in, and I rubbed up against it. I'm sorry. He was like, had you been drinking? I said, yeah. He's like, man, what are you doing? I said, man, my bad. I'm sorry. And I'm just trying to keep it real with you. Whatever I need to do to rectify this situation, just let me know. We fix it. And he called the manager to inform the manager at Beaver. And when he did that, the manager informed him that I need to be ready and you ready. And man, I did so much in a short time that I was out. I didn't want to lose everything and kind of got spooked. But when they told me that if I didn't blow, I had to bounce, I was like, all right, I'm out of here, you know.
Okay. So what happened at the end of the day? Has that been resolved? I mean, not legally, but as you, they drop dropped, but any charges been filed against you, anything, sir?
Not on the way.
Okay, sir, that may be what the DR about, we hope not, but it's just an unfortunate situation because you do have a great future before you. So at this time, I'm going to yield to other board members who may have some questions for you at this time. The students, board members, any questions for Mr. Freeman at this time? I don't see any questions from other board members for you at this time, sir. You're coming towards the end of your hearing. However, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a statement to the board, a final statement to the board, before the board goes into discussion and make its determination whether to continue your community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. So is there anything else you want to tell the board if I repeat myself, sir?
My work is speaks for itself. I made a mistake, but I tried to do everything in my can to rectify it. Didn't necessarily do it the best I can, but I know that if I was to do it, we'd go back on parole. I'd be a better productive member of society because now I've come back and I see how easy it is for me to come back. There's a lot of things I worked hard to get. I became a relationship with my family, with my children. Became a part of their lives and they was happy to see me home, happy to see their dad. They've been through a lot and I want to be there for them. I have four daughters. Right before I was supposed to, right before I got violated, I was doing so good that I was able to get a pass to go to California to see my oldest daughter graduate. Unfortunately, I messed that up by my decisions, but that just goes to show the progress that I made and how good I was doing in the meantime while I was on parole, and I just want to continue to do that. Being a father was very important to me, and my freedom is very important to me, and I just ask that you guys give me another chance.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Freeman. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but that you will stay on the phone, because in Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law, and you can hear everything that we're saying as board members. Now the board is going into discussion, so please remain quiet as we have this discussion. The board will be talking among itself. I find Mr. Freeman to be a very interesting individual. He has a great future before him. This was an unfortunate situation. He with this accident and then he walked away after the accident before it was resolved, and that really created a problem for him. And I think that the lesson that I see from that is whenever we have an accident, we just have to live up to it and do what we need to do. But unfortunately, he had been drinking, and I think that was the problem. If he had not been drinking, I don't think he would have walked away. But since he had a wood break, a couple of shots or whatever, he was not willing to do the breathalyzer, therefore this was the problem. I think just one board member, each board member speak individually to each other. I think that it would be in his best interest just to remain in, complete his term and get out in October and have a plan so that he can be with his kids, he can be that productive citizen that I know that he can be. And that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might think the same or who might think otherwise. Board members. Other discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is to find that Mr. Freeman did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he, in as much as he had this accident, and he self-admit that he had drinking some alcohol. And with that being said, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Cavanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be released on October the 30th of this year. At that time, you won't have, I don't know, because you still have this DR number. You're going to have to work that out. I don't know what it means, but for this purpose, this will be over October the 30th, and we hope that this whole thing with the DR number can be worked out so that you can be that productive citizen, and which I know that you can be. We wish you the best. We hope to never see you in Orange again, sir. The hearing is over, and please give a phone to the 034, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And you too.